Well, here we are. Hi, Mark. You got a big grin on your face, brother.
That was a great picture, my friend. A great picture. I wonder, I have a very good idea. A very good idea where that came from.
Yes, I think you do. And that was, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And you were off the Facebook message when Norm and I were talking about it. And he said, just the kind of the background for anybody who just saw the countdown come in and you saw Mark in a sports car. I guess Norman and Mark were out for a drive in this sports car. And I think, I don't know if it was Norman's suggestion to Mark that when he retired, that maybe it might be appropriate for him to actually get a sports car. So today is a day, whether it's evening, afternoon, or morning for you, we are celebrating Mark's departure. Is grandiose departure from accountancy. Actually, in essence, I know there's been a few dates, but today was, in a sense, a day where it was kind of an official way of just kind of signing off. And so, hey, I mean, and I, you know what, Mark, I give you credit because I had said to you earlier, I said, you know, did you want to just to take today off and just kind of reflect? But you know, you were a gamer and you said you wanted to be in the webcast. So, here we are.
Well, I put myself up for it, didn't I?
You certainly did. So, I'm hoping that everybody that is on you, I'm actually seeing some comments already. With Mark today, gang, I want to encourage you that if you have any words of blessing, any words of encouragement for Mark about just who he is, about any sense of what you're sensing the Father is saying for him, just feel free to, you know, if there was ever a record, not that we count records for comments, this is the broadcast that I just encourage you to go for it and just encourage Mark. You know, Mark, he's just so shy and, you know, like unassuming and he would strangle me if he knew I was even going to say these things. Not that he'd strangle me, but he'd probably kick me
in
the shins.
I've just got to get my microphone sorted out. There we go.
So I just encourage you to, just afterwards, I know there'll be some, you know, we'll be having a conversation during the broadcast, but certainly afterwards it might be a blessing for Mark to be able to just go back and read some of those comments, encouragements. If some of you, you know, Mark and I have been doing these webcasts now for over 10 years. We've been friends for, is it over 18 years that in France,
about
right?
18 years. Yeah.
And so, I mean, we have just been mates all the way. And I'm just so, as we've been coming down to this countdown, I've been just cheering him on. And, you know, I just, today I just sent him a couple of those, you know, animated GIFs, you know, just celebrating that, you know, that he's retired. So, I don't know if I'm more excited than you are, Mark, but, happy retirement,
well,
mate.
You're doing it pretty well. You're really, I kind of get the excitement from you. It's been quite a day, quite a week. On Monday, we had a socially distanced leaving do in the office. We had cake and champagne, and we all stood a respectable 2 meters from each other. And I was surprised by the presence of Fiona joining us, which was great fun. Really, really appreciated that. And we had a couple of speeches and so on. So I kind of left the office on Monday lunchtime feeling I'd left. I had Tuesday off as normal, and I went back in today to wrap up all the last admin things. And I brought everyone cakes, and then I finished all my stuff, and then I walked around the office and just thanked people. And I nearly had a couple of members of staff in tears. But I am going back next week for a couple of admin jobs that need to be done. But today I said goodbye to everyone. I stood at the top of the stairs and took a deep breath, and it felt very, very emotional.
Yeah.
I've been there for 30 years. I've been walking up and down those stairs. Some of the staff have been with me there for 30 years, as well as my business colleagues. One of the members of staff who works very closely with me has been with us for 20 years. So it's a huge, impact. And it was quite emotional today, I have to say. But just a sense of excitement, anticipation. The sense that I've had over the last few months is just keep the piece of paper blank and let Father write on it. And so I'm kind of waiting to see what that looks like. I know some of it. Obviously, the webcast will continue. Some of the seminars will continue. Some of the traveling as and when that happens. But just a sense of a new era, a new piece of paper, a blank sheet of paper. And just excitement, trepidation. A number of people have said to me over the past few months, oh, so you're going to start living by faith when you retire. I mean, retire is the wrong word, because really it's just stopping one thing and doing something else.
Yes.
I'm far too young to retire, you know, whatever that means anyway. And so a few people have said to me, oh, so you'll be living by faith. And I said, I've been living by faith for these past 30 years.
Yes.
When you run a business, you live by faith.
Yeah.
And the only difference is the way that faith will be channeled over, and expressed.
Yeah.
And I have this great confidence. It's the same Father tomorrow as today.
Yeah.
And, I look at people like Barry and see Father's faithfulness for him and Anne over many, many, all the years I've known Barry. And I just think, yeah, Father's been faithful to me in the sphere of business with good clients, good cash flow, good staff. And I know he'll continue to be faithful to me, however that might be expressed in the next little while. So I remember Barry's story, which he'll probably mention anyway, but many years ago, the Lord said to you, Barry, count yourself retired until further notice.
Yeah.
And I don't think the further notice has come yet, has it?
Not really.
And I'm joining that elite gang of...
Absolutely.
Count yourself retired until further notice, Mark.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at. And a bit of a hassle this evening because, not a hassle. For me, Barry, of course, is in perfect peace getting the webcast organized. But we had my son cooked a wonderful meal for us this evening. And then we had family Zoom meeting just a few moments ago where all the kids came on and so on. And one of my daughters decided she would pull together a financial quiz to test the family knowledge, see what I'd imparted to my children over all these years. And I have to say, I was very proud of their scores, but needless to say, I got the most. So here we are.
Well, mate, I'll tell you, you have lots of people who love you and are cheering you on. And I just, we've only just begun. You know, there's that song, and I promise I won't sing it, but for the sake of everybody in their ears. But this is it is true. You have been walking by faith all these years, and it is just it just is the next step. Really, it's just you've been on the steps of an order of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and so you've been stepping, and now this is just the next step. But you know, we all kind of think it's a big step. Everybody's celebrating. I heard from Mike and Sue, and they put out flags on their house to celebrate you today. I mean, people have been just absolutely so just rejoicing. So, before we go too far into what we're going to talk about today, I do have a few, greetings that I just want to read. And this is, of course, this is Happy Retirement, Mark. And this is just a few of your friends, because if for time's sake, if we would have opened it up for a lot of your friends, you know, time and space wouldn't allow it. But these are a few greetings that are from some of your dear friends, and I'm just going to read them to you now. So the first one is from our dear friend Helene King. And this is what Helene says. And I wish I could do it in her beautiful Scottish accent, but that, again, I would just pale. Hello, Mark, my friend. I have been thinking of you before Barry got in touch, so we are in harmony together. You are stepping out into a wide open space, and I want to bless you as you do, taking one step at a time and living in the present moment. I have been listening a lot to a song recently, and part of it I would like to share with you. May the road rise to meet you, a smile always greet you. May our friendship be always true and strong. As the sun sets in the west, I wish you all the best. Please, God, we'll meet before too long. Love, Helene. And the next one comes from Trevor and Linda. And so, dear Mark, retirement hardly seems to be the word, just a change of pace. I'm delighted to add my words of greetings and congratulations to you as you cross this halfway point in your life. It's definitely not the finishing line. It's a wide open space of opportunity, freedom, and fun. Morning sleep-ins, long lingering coffee breaks, lunches, dog walks, vacuuming, shopping, cooking, serving Fiona with tea whenever she fancies a cup, and so on. Sounds like lockdown. But Mark, we are only just beginning to see what will emerge and what Father has in store for you. Much love from Trevor and Linda. And then they say, P.S., cut your ties up too.
Some of them have already gone in the charity.
Yes, that's amazing. I tell you, you're not wasting any time. And the next one is from Richard and Nia. And this is what they say. It's a big day, Mark, and how appropriate that Barry and yourself are speaking about freedom today. Our sense is that Father is not only freeing you from the constraints of the office, but is launching you into a place of much broader freedom within your heart and in his heart. It's time to plumb new depths, and Father is standing on the cliff top with you, huge cheeky smile on his face, holding your hand as you prepare to launch off together into those deeper places, places of freedom and joy, of laughter, life, and love. Well done, good and faithful son, celebrating with you and sending much love from us both, Richard and Nia. And the next one comes from John McDonald. Mark, you finally got to the end, and now you're free. And then he's got LOL. So pleased for you, mate, that you get to pursue your passion without that silly thing work getting in the way. I'm sure you will continue to be the blessing that you've always are in ever-increasing measure. Much love, John. And just the last one comes from Wes and Sharon Boxall, and they say this: Mark, Sharon and I want to honor you today and really thank you. First of all, thank you for so ably looking after our church accounts for over 20 years, even on the occasions when I was last minute getting the books together. We will miss your services. And secondly, we really do want to appreciate the integrity and reality in which you carry not only the message of the Father's love, but also the character of the Father himself. Thank you for your tender heart. Our revelation has increased just by being with you on occasions, so we are applauding and cheering you as you step out into this greater sphere of ministry. Now is the time! Exclamation point. And you are the man! Exclamation point. As I'm writing this, I see ripples on the surface of water spreading out quickly and powerfully. And I also see you with the Father himself putting a robe over your shoulders. He is standing behind you, looking proud of you, rather like Jacob putting the coat on Joseph. I believe that the ripple effect as you wear the presence of the Father in these days ahead will significantly spread and impact many people and nations. We love you, and we are so thankful that God put you in our lives. Wes and Sharon. So you are dearly loved, Mark, and you know, and of course, you know, I would add my greetings to that, and you know, I time and space would prevent me from just telling, just sharing how important you are in my life as a friend, and you've walked this journey with us in good days and bad days, and you've been a true friend, and just the journey that we've had in the webcasts and just continue to have, and all the love for technology and all of it, like two little boys and their toys. I'm just so excited for you and Fiona and for what the Father has in store for you. I think the blank page is spot on because the Father's going to write, and like he's going to use the most vibrant of colors. And I really believe that you will see things in the future that if you would know in your own intellect, it just would be too big. So, And just before we wrap up this part, could everybody around the world just stretch out their virtual hands towards Mark and, you know, click on those hearts and high fives and everything else, those emojis. And we just want to pray a blessing in this new season of life. So Father, we thank you for Mark. We thank you, Fiona. We thank you for their family. We thank you for their lives. They are just so special in your sight. And Lord, in this day, and I think this really speaks of even Mark's heart, that on this day that he would be happy to be on a webcast with his family around the world. And so, Father, we just want to pray a blessing on him. We pray blessing upon blessing. Father, in every sphere of blessing, financial, physical, emotional health, just in revelation and just play and ability to rest and to enjoy and to dream and to be childlike and all the wonders that you have in store for your kids. Father, we just pray that, this is definitely the first day of the rest of your little boy's life. And Father, so as the family around the world, we just bless him. And we just pray that he would know that he's loved and cherished and honored in this special day. In Jesus' name. Amen, my brother. And you notice if technology would have allowed me, I would have put the fireworks behind me, behind you, but I couldn't get without, and especially trying to be a bit of a sneaky with how I was planning this. So anyways, that's that. So having said all of that, is there anything that you would like to say? Not necessarily in response, but, you know, even announcements. I don't know where we go with this.
Well, thank you all very much. I'm not used to being the center of attention. But I just appreciate all your thoughts and your prayers. And love seeing the picture from Mike and Sue of the bunting outside their house. You know, many of you guys have been on the webcast with Barry and I for many, many years. And some of you we've had the privilege and joy of meeting, and others we haven't. But it's very much family. And I'm just so thrilled that we have such a family together. And just the sense of friendship and love and, you know, many, many times over the years, just we've been able to share things, and I know Barry's felt this, but I have too, Fiona has too, just your love and support for us is just beautiful. It's very, very special. I just want to say something. I mean, this will probably never get back to my work colleagues, but, and I don't mind if it does, I've said it to them. I have been incredibly fortunate for these 30 years to have been in business with two Christian guys who are more than business colleagues. They're friends, they're brothers. And they've walked with me and I've walked with them, and we've shared a lot together over these years. But they've really, really released me very, very willingly into this next phase. It's not what they would have wanted. I think they would have wanted me to stay and for the three of us to go out in the blaze of glory in a few years' time. But their hearts have just been incredibly releasing. And I just want to honor them. You guys won't know them, but I honor Andrew Carter and Nick Williams as being two very, very special guys who, you know, even this morning and Monday just shared their heart with me and prayed a blessing on me and on what we're doing. And so, you know, those two guys, they sit on that side releasing, and two other friends who have really, really supported and encouraged me over the years. One of them is my dear friend Barry, just a real brother, a real friend. We share our hearts together in amazing ways, and Barry said, we shared the good and the bad. In this journey of just releasing accountancy and stepping into all that Father's got, Barry has been just such an encouragement. And the other person who's been a real, real encouragement and blessing is Trevor and Linda, who I see are on the webcast this evening. Trevor's just a great brother, a great friend, and I'm really just looking forward to the day that we can get out and travel together and do things together and be together in like we used to. Particularly looking forward to going to Uganda, whenever that can be. So really these four guys, you know, Andrew, Nick, Barry and Trevor, they are men of integrity, men of the heart, just guys that I am so privileged to call my friends. And I just honor them. Barry and Trevor know each other. Obviously Andrew and Nick know each other, but the two pairs don't know each other, if you know what I mean. But, I know that those four guys, they have the same heart, and the same depths of walking with the Lord. I've just really appreciated them and their encouragement and their support and their blessing in different ways. And it's just such a privilege, I think, when we can walk through life with brothers or with brothers and sisters who not only share our heart, but release our heart. And that's certainly something I've experienced from these four. In different ways, they've released my heart, released me to follow my heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel at all nervous about today. I don't feel at all nervous about the future. I feel that sense of anticipation and excitement and joy. And hey, we'll see where it goes.
Well, we're just cheering you on, bro. And so I couldn't think of a more appropriate topic than the glorious freedom of the children of God on a day that I know it's more than just, you know, freedom from a job or freedom from work, but I just think it's just one of these, you know, we have these little aha moments in life, right, that symbolize something that touches the very core of our being, right? Because it really, really speaks to our longing to be free. And it's just, and of course, what the Lord is looking, is desiring for us, is that we are free internally. And of course, you know, that freedom, it transcends no matter what we're doing in the natural. I think you in that sports car just so illustrated that, right? So that's so good. So do you want me to just tell my story real? I know we've got less time than we normally do, but I'll just tell the lion story, and then I'll hand it off to you as far as.
Okay, whatever.
You're free to say no, you know, just.
Okay,
but,
I'm free.
Yeah.
The glorious freedom to say no.
All right. Well, we just, and again, with Mark and I, we just, you know, again, earlier this week and again, last week saying it's Easter week and normally we take this week off and with all everything emotionally even going on with Mark, we weren't sure about that, but Mark said, yeah, he was a real trooper. Let's just have it. And I'm glad we did. This idea of freedom, I just want to tell one story and then I'm going to just kind of punt the ball to Mark and then, I'm sure he'll make sense of it. And some of you, if you know me, you've heard this story so please forgive me for sharing it again. But it was just, I went to a local zoo and what I'm going to share is not a commentary on zoos. It has nothing to do with zoos. It's about the human heart. So don't read into anything more than that. But I went to a local zoo and it was a hot day in July and I wanted to, the Lord had been really speaking to us about lions. And, you know, we've had in the natural, in the physical and in the spiritual, I've been in meetings where, prophetic people have actually seen lions I haven't seen them, but people have seen them in the meetings and those kind of things. So I went to the zoo just with this very simple, desire to take a picture of a lion. I wanted to be inspired, by going to the zoo. Now think about this for a second, you know, like in essence, and again, this isn't a commentary on zoos, but essence, these are imprisoned animals. Right. This is not going into, you know, the Serengeti and seeing them in their natural habitat. This is actually going to see them in jail cells. And but I just thought I would get really, really excited by this for whatever reason. So I ended up going, and when I went, I went to the lion exhibit. It was a very small exhibit, very small cage, and the lion was sleeping. And so this is where I'm gonna switch over to my graphics, and hopefully this will work. Everybody pray. And so there's this lion, but before I actually saw this lion, this is what I saw. It was, he was sleeping. And of course the blur that you see is just the cage. And I just prayed a prayer to the Lord. I just said, Father, I just want to get a picture of the lion with his eyes open. I mean, there was no other reason than that. And as soon as I prayed that simple prayer, then this is what happened. Like, he actually opened up his eyes. And I don't know if you can tell by this picture, but by this picture, he was actually looking through me in the sense that, like, it wasn't like he was looking around, but he was actually looking through me. And it was that right at the moment I asked the Father to open his eyes. And when he was in this gaze, the Father spoke to me. He spoke to my heart, like at a very, very deep level. And he said, take a look at this lion. And he said, this is why I hate captivity. And again, he was not speaking about, you know, the morality or of Zeus, but he was speaking about the human heart, because the Bible talks about Jesus being the lion of the tribe of Judah. And of course, where does Jesus reside in every believer's heart? He resides in us. We are in him and he is in us. You know, John 14, Jesus said, I will come and my Father will come, and we will make our home in you. And when I looked at this lion for this moment of time, it was like I had this sense that he knew who he was. He knew he was the king of the jungle. He knew he was the king of beasts, but he was imprisoned in this small cage. And it was like that is when the Lord really started to speak to me about his own desire. For that he is actually wired, even in nature, he has wired a desire for each and every one of us to be free. And Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. And when I was looking at this lion, the passage of scripture that it ties in with just even all creation and the groaning of creation and this lion being part of that creation. And I think this is what we want to unpack it a little bit today, is from Romans 8, verse 18 to 21. And Paul writes this. He says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and the glory of the children of God. And it's that longing the freedom of nature is connected, is tied in with our freedom. And when I looked at this lion, and when it was like I just had this sense of this longing, and it was like there was something in me that could identify with this lion, that, you know, the areas of my own heart that were captive and enslaved. And I know Mark has talked a lot over the years about open spaces, and, you know, the words of encouragement today were about open spaces for Mark. And I just believe that you and I were created to experience freedom. Everything that God created, he created to be free. And it's for freedom's sake, it's for the love of freedom's sake that Christ has set us free. And, you know, this kind of brought me on a journey of, you know, and of course all kinds of different lion encounters through, you know, when I would travel a little bit and prophetic artwork that would be lion artwork that people would give to me. And it was like the Lord was really speaking. Even one point, you know, Anne and I went to Norway. And friends of ours actually took us to a zoo in Kristiansand, and we had an opportunity to see the lions after hours, where they would hang out, and it was such an encounter with them where they were able to. There was a cage between us, thank God, but I could actually feel their breath. And at one point, the alpha male lion got on his hind paws and he put his hands on his paws on the cage, and he stood up and he roared, and this roar just absolutely blew my hair back, and I was so excited. I told Ann, because his spit went on me, and I said, a lion spit on me, and I'm living to tell the story. And through that, when I started to really unpack this idea of freedom and how the Father wants us free, and the reality, how that kind of manifests is, when we would do meetings and we would talk about freedom and talk about how the Father wants to set us free from anything that hinders us and the sin that trips us up and keeps us enslaved. It's like, we're in prison cells with no doors because Jesus blew off the prison cell. And it's like, I just believe that the Father wants to encourage each and every one of us today that if there's anything in our lives that is keeping us in slavery, the Bible says is that we are no longer servants or slaves, but we are sons and daughters to Yahweh. And I believe that there is something of the nature of the heart of God, even now at Easter time, that if there's things that enslave you, that the Father would set you free and set me free. And so what I've ended up doing whenever I talk on freedom, at the end of it, we do kind of that, the Braveheart kind of freedom roar, and it's amazing, I've done it in different countries and different environments, but it's like almost every time that I've heard people roar the roar of freedom, it sounds like a roar. And when they declare the freedom over their lives, the freedom over their families' lives, freedom over their circumstances. And so I just want to start off with that, and I'm going to just come back with Mark. And I'm sure Mark has got a lot to add to it, but it was just this very, very visual idea of that the Father doesn't want us to be enslaved in prison cells. Yes. So,
wow, great stuff. Do you want to unmute me, Barry?
Unmute you?
No, I am. It's all right, I think. Okay.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just my screen says it's muted, but I think that's something else. Anyway, this is such a great topic. And what can I add? I look at that lion and someone's commented there's so much sadness in the lion's eyes. And, that's true because that lion is in captivity. Even though he's looking at Barry, he's still a lion in captivity. Mm. I've shared this many times on the webcast, but one of the verses that really means a lot to me is Job 36 verse 16. He is wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from restriction, to the comfort of your table laden with choice food. And for me, that's been something of a hallmark of the journey. I know when I heard James and Denise in 2002 in Toronto, and just talking about the Father's love and knowing the Father and the revelation of the Father and, all of the stuff that is become so familiar to us. For me, it was just like the light was turned on and I could see something new and beyond where I'd been. And I know that over the last 18 years, 19 years, that's the place of freedom that I've been led into. And one of the last day schools I did with Trevor in the UK, and we sat in the lounge one day, and I said, Trevor, I cannot go back. There is nothing in me that wants to go back, And we were talking about certain things that just restrict us. But I said, no, this is a place of freedom. And the thing about freedom is the place that you feel you're at the moment in freedom, on this journey, I feel like I'm in a place of freedom now that I wasn't in 18 years ago, and I feel I'm in a place of freedom that I wasn't in 5 years ago. I feel that I'm in a place of freedom I wasn't in a year ago. And the danger is we say, I like this place of freedom. I like the place I'm at today. And that's great. But the thing is, there is much, much more freedom for you and I to enjoy and explore. And I just want to encourage you, along with everything Barry said, is don't settle. Don't be content with the freedom that you've got. I know many of you. I know a little bit of your stories. And, you know, I know the journey you've been on. And I know the freedom that you're experiencing now to what it was a few years ago. And I just want to say, and I say this to myself regularly, don't be content with the freedom that you've got, because there's always more. And this is, you know, we Barry's told us his story of the lion in the cage, and then when he was in Norway or wherever it was, you know, that lion still in a cage, but much more free. And of course, we can go to safari parks in this country. We've got a couple of safari parks, and the lions roam free, but they're not free, but they're freer than the lions in the cage. I've seen a lion in the safari parks in Uganda, and that's freedom. And when we next go back, I hope, you know, we can go on safari again and see some more of this stuff, see them really enjoying the freedom, true freedom, that they were made for. And you and I were made for freedom. And the Father is wooing us, which is a call of love. It's a drawing of love. He's drawing us from that place of distress into a wide open space, a place that is free from restriction. And my encouragement to us all is just pursue that with all of your heart, because it's worth it. It's free of restriction. Just look at your life at the moment and think of the restrictions that you face. Not to do with the lockdown. I'm not talking about the lockdown. I'm talking about the restrictions we face in our heart. Just look at them. The Father is drawing you away from that restriction. Those restrictions that you feel in your heart, He is drawing you away from, and He's drawing you into a wide open space. And the beauty of this wide open space is that it's a table laden with good food. It's a place of comfort. And that's, you know, constantly the place the Father's drawing us. And our encouragement this evening is, let's pursue that with all of our hearts. Barry's mentioned Romans 8, the glorious freedom of the sons of God. And of course, many of us will have heard James Jordan talk on the glorious freedom. And that's kind of the phrase that we're used to, isn't it? The glorious freedom of the children of God. But I read it yesterday in the English Standard Version. And the English Standard Version, the New American Version, says, we have obtained the freedom of the glory of the children of God. The freedom of the glory of the children of God. You see, what the Father is doing, what sonship is all about, is the glory of God being revealed in us. And that's what Jesus lived in. Jesus lived with the glory of God being made known through him. And Paul writes here that we have received the freedom of the glory of the children of God. In the Old Testament, there's many times we read of when the glory of God fell on the temple, and the people saw the temple and they saw the glory of God fall on the temple, and all they could do was worship. And we read that many, many times, and it's always, for me, just a deeply moving account of the presence of God falling in the temple, and the people go, wow, God, you're amazing. And they just worship him, and they fall on their face, and, you know, there's just this worship that comes out of their hearts. And they see the glory of God, and they worship. But for us, the amazing thing for you and for me is we don't have to look on the glory of God like they did. The glory of God is made known inside of us, and it comes out of us. And people look at us and say, wow, that's the glory of God. And so that's the free place. That's the freedom that we're talking about tonight, is this the freedom of the glory of God being revealed in us. The freedom of the glory that is on the children of God. We as the children, we as the sons and daughters of the Father, He sees glory in us. I mean, you know, I look at my life sometimes, I know you look at your own life sometimes, and you think, oh, you know, where's the glory of God in my life? But yeah. I want to say to you, I want to say to each one of you, the Father sees his glory in you. Hmm. He really does. He sees glory. He sees you as glorious. And that's the freedom. That glory inside of us, that sonship being revealed. Sonship is, sonship, when I read these accounts in Romans, I think, wow, sonship is really incredibly glorious. Mm. sometimes I think, wow, we just haven't begun to see what sonship is really like. You know, but sonship is glorious. It's the revelation of the Father inside of us that is glorious, and it sets us free. And so my encouragement is just let's go for it and enjoy it. Job 36:16 is what I just read out. The other passage I just want to read out is Micah 2, verse 12 and 13, where Micah prophesies. He says, I will gather you, Jacob. I will bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people, and the one who breaks open the way will go before you, and they will break through the gate and go out. The king passes before them. And I just want to say to us this evening that we have a king who has broken out before us. And we can walk in that freedom. We can follow our king. The one who breaks open the way has gone before us, and they will go out. Mm. Our king is leading the way. Our big brother is leading the way. And we can follow him into freedom. It's what we were made for. And it's what the enemy wants to steal from us. And he does a pretty good job, not through all the major sins of life like murder or theft or adultery or anything like that. He just wraps us up in religious performance, subtly and gently. And before we know it, our freedom has gone.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that I have been set free from religious performance. And I want to go on being set free from religious performance, because it's the most subtle thing that will destroy your freedom and my freedom.
Yeah.
And the Father set us free, and Jesus is leading the way for us to go into freedom. So don't look for the big things that will take your freedom away. Look for those little things that rob you of your freedom. And you will find, sadly, that most of the time it's religious performance. And don't blame anybody else for your religious performance. We are the biggest maker of our own religion. Because it's so subtle and it cripples us. The other thing, you know, when we live in freedom, we actually live in rest. They go together. Freedom and rest go together. And the freer we become, the more at rest we will live. The more rest we have in our lives, the freer we will be. Freedom and rest are our inheritance. And they are the two things that the enemy wants to steal from us. And I want to say to you, don't let him.
Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Right?
Indeed.
And I mean, even when you were talking, Mark, it was so awesome. And just I just had this sense that I do get in this topic, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, right? There's where he is, where he dwells, there is freedom. He just hates captivity. And even Jesus, when he announced his public ministry, when he read from Isaiah 61 in the synagogue, and it starts with, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me for this to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. So yeah, I just say yes and amen to that. I just feel like Papa wants us free. He doesn't want us imprisoned in you know. And oftentimes it's like one of the things that I guess I've read articles in the past about sometimes prisoners that when they actually get out of prison, they have a difficulty managing freedom. Because everything is predictable in the prison. They get their meals, they get their routine, and they cannot deal with the freedom of choice. And so some unfortunately reoffend just to get back into the prison system just because they have that sense of comfort. And I just feel, I feel the Father just really, because we're his kids, right? Like if you think about it in the natural for your own children or your grandchildren or great grandchildren or nieces and nephews, would you want any of them to be in prison in any particular way, you know, in any way in their thought life, you know, or, you know, God forbid, in any kind of physical prison cells? But I believe that the Father's heart for that. And again, this is where I feel the roar. This is where, you know, that roar of freedom, because it's just like, you know, and again, the Proverbs, I think 28 verse 1 says, the righteous, the wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And so, yeah, I just want to say amen to what you've said, Mark, that the Father wants us free. He doesn't want us. And some people, like, oftentimes I feel, and I don't know if there's anybody on the broadcast that struggles with the fear of man or measurements and comparisons and feeling like they're inadequate. And I just feel the Father wants you to be free from that. Free to be who God created you to be without trying to apologize for who he created you. He created you as a one-off original. He's never made the same snowflake, and he's never made a person twice. And so I just believe in that freedom when we embrace that the love that we have. And oftentimes, you know, we think of the glory of God, you know, sometimes we have almost objectified it, you know, that it's the glory of God coming into a room and splitting pulpits, you know. But Jesus talked about the glory in John 17, and he said, Father, I want basically my friends to be with me to see my glory, which you, because you have loved me from before the creation of the world. And the glory of God is the revelation that we are absolutely and completely loved. So I just really believe, like you're saying, it's just so wonderful when we're able to embrace that freedom and not apologize for that freedom and to, you know, to declare that freedom, you know, that kind of, yeah, just that declaration. Good stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Any other thoughts on it, mate, or?
That's me tuppence worth, my friend.
It was a very good, was it, what do you call it, me tuppence? What do you say?
Tuppence worth.
Tuppence worth, okay.
Two pence.
Two pence, okay. Pardon, I'm the Canadian, you know, I know, you know, we're one step away from the Queen's English, but yeah. Well,
okay,
do you think,
we'll let you.
Do you think we should pray and?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be freer more today than yesterday. Like you're saying, and I think that's so important for us to really, really grasp it. Freedom, we're on a continuum of freedom, yes. Right? Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. It was for freedom that you set us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We thank you that your Spirit is living in us, and it's the Spirit of sonship that enables us to cry, Abba. God, you really are my dad. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you want us to be free. You want our hearts to be free. And I just pray, Father, for all my brothers and sisters all around the world who just with us this evening live or watching later on, Father, may they just have a greater sense of freedom. I pray, Father, that you would just right now in this moment, just give them a boost of freedom, an energy kick of freedom. Father, I just ask for that freedom, that sense of freedom to fill our hearts, to fill our spirits, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we just receive more of that now. Thank you that love is being made manifest in us. Love is being made known to us. And is drawing us into that place of freedom. And Father, I just pray that you would protect us from being drawn back into that place of distress and misery. That is such a horrible, sad place. That Father, you would just prevent us from being drawn back there. You'd help us to recognize it when we are being drawn back, and just enable us to walk into freedom. Thank you that King Jesus has gone out in front of us. Yeah. He's broken the way open, and all we have to do is follow him into the glorious freedom of the sons of God. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, Father, we thank you that you have not given us a spirit that makes us a slave to fear.
Yeah.
But you have given us the spirit of sonship.
Yeah.
And Father, even in this moment, in our own lives, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would you just bring an awakening to the spirit of sonship? That we wouldn't focus on fear, we wouldn't focus on even, you know, the things that enslave us, but Father, that we would just focus on you and your love, and that, you know, the Holy Spirit, even in this moment, would bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Wow. We are not slaves, we are sons and daughters. Father, would that just resonate in the very core of our being in a way that's fresh manna for us today? Mm-hmm. In any areas, Father, that we have just felt enslaved, Father, would that Abba cry? I just see the Abba cry and the roar of freedom as kind of one of the same. And it's just like this, Abba, you are my Father. I came from you. I am not an orphan that's been taken out of an orphanage and placed in your house. I am your legitimate heir. And it's for freedom's sake that Christ has set us free. Wow. So thank you, Father, for that freedom. Thank you that it's already been secured for us on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. He paid the price. And I just pray that, Father, that we would just be able to, even today by faith, just receive our birthright, the inheritance of freedom. Whoa. Thank you, Abba. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well.
I should retire more often, Barry.
Oh, my goodness. That was awesome, mate. And, thanks so much for just being you, brother. And we're going to be in here next week, too, right?
We're going to be here next week, yeah. And thank you, everybody, for your kind words, your words of love and support. It's just been great. Thank you.
And as we wind out, so this is us saying goodbye, but I have wondered in the past, how can I, not that I can replicate what happens in a meeting, but I've thought, like, how can that freedom's roar? How can, because I don't want to yell on the microphone and scare everybody. But so I actually recorded one of the sessions where we ended with a freedom's roar. And so as Mark and I say goodbye till next week, I thought I would, it's just a short little 2-minute video, and just the audio of it, but I just pray that as we just sign off, that there'd be something in your being that would resonate, and even as you listen to this, that there might be something in you that roars that roar of freedom, and that declaration that we are much loved sons and daughters to the Father. So bless you all, and thanks again, mate. I'm cheering you on here in Canada on your special day.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Okay, Father, thank you. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. That was so good. Way to go. Do you hear the roar in that?